The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today, who is unfortunately out sick. In the studio with me right now is our friends from Avalon HR. We have Stacey Oren and Kirk Waters with us. How you doing?
Good
morning. Good. Yeah. It's been a minute. I didn't realize when I picked that song that it was going to be immediately following Santa. So that Santa is not the laws that we're going to talk about today. So behave.
All right.
It's a great song, though.
Yeah, yeah. So before we get talking about lies as you're ending one year and starting another, why don't we talk a little bit first about Avalon HR and what does your business focus on?
Well, we are what's called a professional employer organization, and we help clients by giving them time back into their day by handling the transactional HR types of things, payroll. We have a great HR certified person on staff who happens to be sitting next to me.
That would be me.
Who does a great job. We can handle your workers' compensation. We provide a full array of benefits, including medical, dental, vision, many of the ancillary benefits. So, kind of a one-stop shop for all those things you need to help with your employees to give you that time back in your day.
Okay, and what size businesses do you work with?
We've got everything from, a two or three person company up to several hundred people. Right. So really any size that needs that type of assistance. Our niche is probably in that 10 to 50 to 60 employee. But again, we can help businesses of any size.
Two to 200.
Yeah, 200 is a great way to put it. Yeah.
Okay. And what area do you cover? Scambia, Santa Rosa.
Oh, everywhere. we cover anywhere. We're,
think licensed. More in terms of states. We are licensed in Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Nevada, North Carolina, Tennessee,
California,
Alaska. We just had to go into Alaska not too long ago for a client. New York State. And what that means is, if you come to us, you don't have to worry about if your business is based in Florida and you hire a remote person in Tennessee. We file those state taxes for you. We take care of the unemployment claims. We file your 941s. We produce all your employees' W-2s. All that's included with our services. So it's
And the laws are different in Florida as they are somewhere else. So Stacy stays on top of that. We have resources that help her with that. So, opening a business here and having employees in Alabama, the same laws don't apply.
Right. Definitely not. So we can keep you abreast of what you need to do to be compliant in that state, make sure all your tax filings are done timely, make sure, I always call it the non-fun stuff in business. We take care of that for you. And it comes with complete HR services, like Kirk mentioned. Yesterday I was meeting with a client, and they had an employee they had to let go. And I said, well, would you prefer that I call and make that call? And he goes, would you do that? Just the look of relief on his face when I said that, that's a task that we will absolutely do. Mm-hmm. Because it's, we are the employer of record. So when it comes to those terminations and stuff, it is absolutely, please reach out to me if you're not comfortable. I'd almost prefer you did, because I tell employers all the time, saying the wrong thing mm-hmm. can be more detrimental, even when you think you're saying the right thing. Because what tends to happen is you tend to start feeling bad during the termination. So in an attempt to explain and rationalize the decision, you end up saying some things that could end up getting you in trouble when you're really thinking, well, I'm just trying to soften the blow a little bit. So I'll say this, even though I don't really mean it, but then they'll take that and use it against you.
The less you say, the better.
The less you say, the better. That's why, I don't argue with employees when it comes to those type things. It's just a very straightforward, hey, it is a business decision. And the decision that's been made today is to not continue the employment relationship. We just keep it short and sweet. And if they have any questions, I'd always advise them to come back to me, not to reach out to their direct employer, because we can handle any questions they may have for them.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's a wide variety of businesses. I mean, we have everything from professional services to trades, like HVAC, and we have medical. We have a lot of different types of businesses that utilize our services. Mm-hmm. So someone may say, well, I have a lot of this type of employee, or maybe I'm a restaurant. Would you probably don't do that? Well, we do. And we have lots of restaurants.
Our very first client ever was a restaurant client, as a matter of fact, still a client today. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Stacy Oren and Kirk Waters are our guests today from Avalon HR, 437-1620, if you have any questions. And we do have one on the text line for you already.
Sure.
So do you have a minimum payroll requirement? I've had to have those using payroll services before.
No, we do not. Your admin fee is all inclusive, and it covers your payroll, whether it's $2 or $200,000. It's just a percentage, so no, there is no minimum.
Right.
Okay.
And there are a lot of companies in our space that will do that. You know, their overhead is a lot different than ours. We're locally owned. We're right here in Pensacola, down on 100 South Pace Boulevard. Our people are local, so our overhead is lower than a lot of the national companies. And so we can do that. And you know, we know small business needs our service, so we are not going to tell you no. We're happy to help you regardless of how big your payroll is.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of benefits does Avalon HR offer?
We offer the full spectrum from medical, dental, vision, the ancillary products that you're familiar with, short-term disability, critical illness, hospitalization. We do offer a 401k that our clients can join into with no setup fees. They're joining into mm-hmm. an existing plan. And we handle all the contributions, the distributions, and things that go along with that. They can come into
the fiduciary responsibility.
Right. The complete fiduciary responsibility lies with us and the provider. So you really just sign a document saying, hey, I want my people in and how you want your plan to run. And we kind of take it from there. Full service benefits. We offer financial literacy training for employees. We offer a full training landscape. If you're like, hey, you know, people are just having problems, we're getting a lot of ergonomic complaints, like people are saying that their backs are hurting, their wrists are hurting. We've got ergonomic training for desk and service industries, depending on what you do. All kinds of safety training that we can assign to your employees. Anything along that line, we can bring to the table for you.
Mm-hmm. The stand-up desks and the mats on the floor.
Right. There's some really easy
things like that.
Ergonomic mice.
Yeah.
they're great, and they're very inexpensive. Stand-up desk, yoga ball chairs. I have one in my office that I don't use near enough. The different mats and things like that. There's some very inexpensive investments a business owner can make that have some potential big time payoffs in rewards. And we can talk about things like that, you know, mm-hmm. things that'll work and things that we can do for your industry and see what might work for you.
In this area, we have a lot of government contractors. So certified payrolls, which some companies do not do, we do. We have parts of our staff that are very well-versed in certified payrolls. So if you're a government contractor and you think, well, they probably can't help me because of certified payroll, we certainly can as well.
Okay.
We can do that. Job costing, mm-hmm. Time clock solutions. Right. We had a client. This is actually a return client that we adore. They had taken a small business, got it huge, and then sold it off. And now they're starting another small business and came back to us. And one of the things that they needed was geofencing for their time clocks. Because people were clocking in absolutely everywhere. And we can set it in to geofence that time clock to where you know where they clocked in. And, you know, if it's outside the boundaries of the building, it's like, hey, why were you clocking in from McDonald's, you know, an hour right. before you ever hit the office? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, interesting.
And, oh, yeah.
Buddy punching. We can solve the buddy punching issue.
Yeah, no buddy punching, nothing like that. Like, we can offer a complete range of, you know, on-site time clocks, biometric time clocks that can do job costing for you if you need someone to clock in and out to record time on certain jobs. Our time clocks have the ability to do that for you as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know, Kirk, walking in here, you said you wanted to talk about New Year's resolutions for businesses. So what should people be thinking about either?
Now, back
end
to the real
year,
reason I picked the song we had today. Okay. It was not Santa.
Yes, it's a good transition point. So.
Yeah. It had to do with Kirk's point to some New Year's resolutions.
Well, you know, take a look at your business. A lot of people are doing that, and they have been over the course of the last couple of months, and looking at what you can do different next year that would have a huge impact on your business. And a part of that is taking a look at the services that we provide. You know, we're more than welcome. Either myself or Chip will come out, talk to you where you are, you know, at your facility. Or if you want the privacy even more to come to our facility, you certainly can. And just lay out what we can do and the changes that it will make for you. I was meeting with a prospect last week, and you know, I said, you don't have to worry, because we're not one of these companies that if something doesn't work out, we're going to charge you a huge separation fee if you leave us. We want our clients to be happy. Bring us in there. Let us show you what we can do for you. Let's look at it over a course of a you know, several month period to let you get the true feel of it. And if you're not happy, we don't want to keep customers that aren't happy with our service, because referrals at Avalon are the way that we bring in a tremendous amount of business, because our clients are so very happy with the things that we do. Things as simple as answering the phone with a real person when you call, so that we can get you an answer immediately to a question that you have. You don't have to go through the phone tree, or, you know, we'll call you back within 48 hours or something. If you're calling us, you have an issue that you need help with, and we take that very seriously. So let us come in and talk to you about what we can do for you in the new year. Resolve not to do business the way you have in 2025, and let's see what we can do to help you in 2026.
And don't wear yourself out. And, and my original honest point to the tell me lies, you know, a lot of people come in, we run into it every day. You know, it's sales, it's competitive, we get it, you know. But when they visit our clients, we had one come to us the other day. It's like, hey, our point of sale system said that, you know, we can save $20,000 on our payroll. And we're like, okay, that's great. But let's talk about this. Does that, what are you going to do with your work comp? Oh, well, what do you mean? Well, you're on our master policy. And if you leave us, you need to get your own policy. And just FYI, your premiums are more than $20,000 a year. So are you ready to pay that up front? Because we spread it out for you over your payroll, but are you ready to pay that up front? Oh, what about filing your taxes? Who's going to do that for you? Who's going to file your 940s and 941s as a business? Is that included in that $20,000 savings? I don't know. We didn't ask. And your W-2s, how are those going to be taken care of? Turned to find out that wasn't such a good deal after all.
Right.
That $20,000 when they went back to the company that was trying to sell it to them, oh, yeah, we can file your taxes for an additional X amount of dollars per year. Oh, the W-2s, $50 a person at the end of the year.
Yeah.
That $20,000 in savings quickly eroded. And that's why we are no surprise. When we give you a quote, it has your everything on
everything
it.
On
your admin rates, your SUTA, your state unemployment tax rate. Everything is very clearly outlined on that. There's no surprise charges. You're not going to call and say, hey, I need to talk to Stacy about an HR issue. Oh, that'll be $100.
And we don't charge. If you come on board with us as a new client and as you hire people, we don't charge an onboarding fee. Most, again, people in our space are going to charge $50, $100 per employee just for you to have the privilege of coming on board with that provider. Avalon HR does not charge an onboarding fee. That can be a huge, I mean, if you're bringing 50 employees on at $50 per employee, you know, I went to Auburn, my math isn't great, but I think that's about
$2,500.
You know, don't judge me. I'm Alabama, product of Alabama public schools, but that's about $2,500 just for the privilege of coming on board with somebody. We don't do that.
Okay. Kirk Waters and Stacey Warren from Avalon HR, our guests today, 437-1620, if you have any questions for them. So you really take the time to get to know your clients on the front end, find out what services that they're looking for, troubleshoot things, and recommend the best path forward for them.
Absolutely. And Chip and I take pride in that. You know, if we are, as I told this one prospect last week, we want this to be the right decision for your business. And if you're not 100% sure that it is, then let's just put it aside and we can take a look at it again later. We are not driven by the numbers where, you know, especially you're coming into the end of the year, people are trying to make their year-end quotas, and they're very pushy about trying to get you to come on board. They'll give you a lot of gimmicks and things. Oh, we'll give you, you know, 2 months free, but they don't tell you that you're signing a three-year contract and the 2 months is the second month and the 30th month, you know. I mean, it's we're not gimmicky like that. We want it to be the right solution for you. We price our product incredibly fairly, and you know, we take pride in that. So give us a call. We'd love to show you what we can do. 850-475-1555 here in Pensacola, or drop by and see us at 100 South Pace Boulevard.
Okay. Any other resolutions you want to share with business owners out there?
I do.
Okay.
One thing, it's hard, and I always tell my employers, especially, to show themselves a little grace. You know, we're all going to make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. Every situation is going to be different. some of them have amazing restraint and grace and the ability to say, you know what, I need to step away for a moment and collect my thoughts before we have this conversation. And some of them, that's something we're working on because they tend to react and then, you know, call me and say, hey, I think I might have messed up here. You know, how do we undo this? So going into the new year, I would just ask, you know, to just step back and you know, evaluate yourself, that everybody is human. Everybody will make those mistakes. It's just how we deal with them and learn from them moving forward. And, you know, just take a minute to look at that. Employees, they don't leave jobs. I truly feel they believe they're managers. Because if they've got a good manager and the job is providing their needs, then they'll tough out the rough spots with you and help you. But if their manager has no buy-in and no care and just... They're only going to try to keep that ship afloat by themselves for so long before they go, you know what, I'm obviously not valued here. I'm not wanted here. Like, you know, I've been here. You know, I had an employee call me once. I'll never forget it. And this was a client. They are no longer. But, you know, he said, I said, well, what about this person? And it was the owner of the company. He goes, I've worked here for 9 years and the man doesn't know my name. This wasn't a huge company by any means, but, you know, it's just that kind of separation. You know, I've been here 9 years. I see this man daily. He doesn't even know my name. Mm-hmm. Just take a little time, you know, to get to know your work staff. You know, you don't have to have dinner with them. I don't advocate going out with them after work, anything like that. But having some idea what's going on in their lives can really help you step up your game as a manager. You know, just knowing, you know, hey, Stacy has a kid that's in band and, you know, there are times where she's going to be, you know, there's going to be a commitment or she may need to leave early to take care of that. That is so appreciated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I realize there's not one, you know, like Kirk said, we deal with a variety of workspaces and that the same approach doesn't work for every industry. But find one that does for you.
Yeah.
You know, and your employees are actually, they're what keep your business going every single day. And just the little things to make a difference can be huge things. Like I said, it doesn't all have to cost a lot of money. You know, a half a day off with pay can be huge, you know, especially for somebody who has a lot of errands to run or doctor's appointments. Just say, hey, you know.
And how would that half a day off compare to having to replace that employee? I mean, you know, typically that's about 50% of what you're paying that employee is the cost to replace them. Not including some of the soft costs, you know, that aren't those hard costs. So it's much better to retain good employees than it is to lose them. And as we used to say at another company I work with, we train the industry, you know, because they would train us and then people would leave because they didn't feel they were being, you know, treated well. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better to retain those employees and a lot more cost effective for your company.
Oh, absolutely. And, turnover and, expense is one of your largest expenses in business, whether you realize
absolutely.
It or not.
And it affects your customer retention rates and things like that. Those are costs that aren't even brought up in those type of things.
Right. I didn't blow up by any means, but Saturday, this is a perfect example. I went to a business that I have been dealing with way more than I should have over the last 3 months for an issue that we cannot get resolved. When I go, it's never the same person twice. And I was trying to explain to this person why I was there, and they just would not let me say anything. I mean, nothing. I'm like, no, you all called me to come back. Well, that's $165. No, it's not. This is a continuation of an issue that you've not resolved. Well, if it's different, I'll let you know when you come back, but it's $165. I'm like, would you? No. And I finally got so frustrated. Literally, I signed the form. I handed it back to him. I said, I'm done. And he's like, excuse me. I said, I'm leaving. And I walked off because I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and argue and fight with you. But it's just, it's never the same people. Mm-hmm. They don't know who you are. Yeah. They don't know why you're there. And from a customer standpoint, that is humongous. Yeah. You know, I have clients that call, and I had one the other day. He's not been a client for 3 years. But he called and he's like, I'm so glad you're still there. Could you help me? Absolutely, I can. And it makes more, even though you as a manager may not see all those interactions every day, I promise you that they're there. You know, and the best example I can think of right at this moment is local, the shrimp basket. They made national news because they had an employee that cared about their customer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, the manager may or may not have known this customer existed, but the staff did.
Yep.
And as soon as he went missing, they're like, hey, something is wrong.
And that CBS carried it. I think it was CBS.
Yeah, CBS,
it.
The
And
good
then others
news
picked
section.
It up, and now it's a nationwide.
Good customer assistance can be good marketing.
Absolutely. And I'll kind of equate that to us a little bit, because I'm the least tenured person at Avalon HR. I've been there a year and a half. There, you know, our least tenured payroll person is 5 years. Stacy's been in HR, has been there
coming up on six.
On
It'll
six
be
years.
Six shortly.
Chip has been there for 15 years. You know, I mean, we are, when you call, you don't have to worry that you're going to get some, is so-and-so even still there?
Right.
We're still there.
We're still there. We know who you are.
Because
our
employers treat us that way. You know, we're treated very well. They care about us. They, you know, they really go the extra mile for us. And that translates to our customer service. Our CEO, Brian, will say, you know, we will do anything within the law to help our customers. We're not going to do anything illegal, but we will. And sometimes it costs us money that's not recouped, but it's the right thing to do for our clients.
Yeah, that's what, you know, the right thing. That's, you know, you're not always going to like my answers, but I promise you it's going to be the legal answer. It's going to be the answer that's going to keep you and I both out of jail. And I made it very clear when I came to work there. I told Brian, I said, let me make something clear right now. I don't like anybody on this planet enough to go to jail for them.
Yeah.
Like, I just won't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's often solutions where you can, you know, stretch things a little bit to make them work. You know, it's not always black or white. In some spaces there is some gray, in some spaces they're not. So if you're talking to me and I was like, this is not a gray area, this is it, you know, I need you to have that trust in me, because I promise you I'm telling you that for a reason.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not just like, I just don't want to deal with this, I'm not gonna fool with this. There is a reason. Been there, done that. Documented reason.
Right advice. Stacy is amazing. She's going to make sure you have the right advice to keep your business compliant. Because as we've said before, I didn't know is not a defense against the IRS or against OSHA or against Fair Labor and Standards. You know, I don't know is not an excuse.
Yeah, and the EEOC, you know, that's definitely not an excuse You know, there's your Equal Opportunity Employment Commission. They're like, you should know.
Right.
You're the employer. And the burden of knowing falls on the employer, not the employee.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the expectation that the employee knows all the laws and legalities, but they certainly have the expectation that the employer does.
And you can sleep at night in 2026 knowing Avalon HR has those answers for you.
Absolutely.
Going into the new year, I know that we had the one big beautiful bill, so there's things in there about no taxes on tips and things like that. So those are the things that you stay on top of.
Sure. As they let us know, we let our clients know. But
and as of right now, what we know with that is take your last paycheck stub to file your W-2. When you file your taxes, take your last paycheck stub, because that's where the breakdown of the overtime and all that is going to be. If there's ever a year to have your taxes done by a tax professional, even I've done it myself for 100 years, this may be the year you want to see a tax professional. It may be worth that extra few dollars to have the support and the backup in case anyone has misinterpreted these laws or they change their mind on them. And these things have happened, folks.
It's been a crazy year, and it's coming up even more crazy
with
some of the healthcare things that are coming. And we've been watching votes here in the studio.
Yeah, it looks like the ACA credits are going to go away, which has caused a huge influx for me. People who are on the marketplace are now coming to us for health insurance. There's just a lot happening, and we'll help you.
Yep.
All right. So how do people get a hold of you?
AvalonHR.com. And 850-475-1555, 100 South Pace Boulevard. Drop in and see us. We'd love to talk with you, give you a cup of coffee. We'll sit down and hash it out for you.
And we have good candy and cookies.
We do.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks
so
much.
Thank you.
Good to see you.